welcome to Bay House Bars. We've got a lot of background noise today because we are sitting in the main hall for one of our fantastic days of mental health awareness that is celebrating young minds. But we have got some young minds in the room with me. Say hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. That's so cute. So I am dressed like a complete idiot. Can anyone describe the spectacle that is Mrs. Perry today?
Yellow.
Yeah.
Very yellow.
Very yellow. How would you describe?
Bright and colourful.
Very bright colourful. How would you describe what's going on with the head thing?
It's a broken arrow.
NPC.
What?
Very NPC.
Very NPC, apparently. I have an arrow pointing at my head. I don't know why people call me an attention seeker. But it works. And actually, I can move the arrow cane, so I was directing my class into their lesson earlier.
Wow. Yeah, we saw like, she's like, this way, guys.
This way, guys, please. It works, though. Everyone got in the classroom. So, Young Minds is a fantastic charity. We've raised nearly £900 just on the door today for Young Minds. We'll be sending an email out telling you the sorts of things that could have funded, because it's a really fantastic charity that do work with families and young people to protect their mental health. Hugely important. One of our Headship team's manifesto pledges this year that they're going to be coming out to tutor groups about next time we speak. So, we've got a guest today. Who's our guest today?
I'm Kane.
Come on in.
I'm Kane, and I'm here about Black History Month.
Outstanding,
Kane. It's October.
Nice, it is October. Every October, we celebrate Black History Month, and he's been absolutely fantastic and instrumental in shaping our Black History Month this year. Did you have a nice surprise today?
Yes, I did. I had a hot chocolate Friday this morning.
You absolutely
and
did.
And I ate a cookie and a hot chocolate.
Nice.
Well, not ate the hot chocolate, I drank the hot
chocolate.
Yeah, we
can. So, Kane has been offered for hot chocolate. We're only going to celebrate Kane's hot chocolate Friday today, just because I haven't got this stuff. Because he has done so much work celebrating Black History Month and helping us as a school celebrate Black History Month. And we're not even done yet, we're halfway through.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. So, this week, we have been watching Hidden Figures in the main hall. We're going to finish the film next week. So we continue to watch Hidden Figures, a great movie. No spoilers, Kane, so I know you've seen it. But it's a fantastic film about a woman who works for NASA, and her work gets us into orbit and successfully make our way to the stars. So it's a absolutely amazing film, available on Disney Plus. Other streaming services are available, but really, really great, and explores the contribution she made to our history globally, which is great. Kate, what does Black History Month mean for you?
Black History Month is a time to celebrate Black heritage and history, and I feel that's very important because there's a lot of Black people there, especially a lot of young Black people too, so I think it's very important to celebrate the history every year, but not just in a month, but in the whole year.
100%. So what we're going to be doing moving forwards from this is one of our action groups is coming back. What have we decided to call them?
Unified.
Ah, yes. Beautiful. So Unified is going to be an action group moving forwards, just like our anti-bullying ambassadors, our mission inclusive, just like our mental health ambassadors. Unified are going to take the steps forwards into how we can make it, rather than just Black History Month, sewn into and stitched into our curriculum all the way through the year. So we're really excited for the work they're going to be bringing forwards. Personal question, what do you wish people knew more about your culture and your history that you wish people understood more?
I am mixed race. I'm half English, but I'm also half Trinidadian. And just about Trinidad, steel pans and soca came from Trinidad. My grandfather was a well-known calypsonian in Trinidad, and my whole family more or less used to make music. Lots of my auntie used to sing, my dad used to be a producer, but then switched because he had two children.
Happens, wow. Absolutely happens. So, are there any questions you guys have got about the music that Kane's family used to make? Maybe? Remember, it's not just me and Kane talking today. You can join in. They're all stuffing their faces for the change, folks.
What sort of style is the music?
Well, so calypso is very, like, if you've heard reggae before, similar to that, but it's more acoustic and more sporadic. And there's a lot of singing and vocals on top of it, and a lot of melodies, especially while using the steel pan, because it's a melody maker more than a percussion.
Absolutely. Calypso, from my understanding, is quite celebratory, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's really joyful.
So if you go to Notting Hill Carnival, you'll hear a lot of soca, a lot of calypso, and then just a lot of, like, just Caribbean music in general, because Notting Hill Carnival actually was started years and years ago by a Trinidadian woman.
Outstanding. Why? I did not know that. That's really cool. And that's the whole point. We keep saying every day is a school day, but every day is a school day about everything. So I've just learned something fantastically new. I used to live quite close to the Notting Hill Carnival in comparison to where I live now. And actually knowing that is a fantastically new topic. And this is the whole point, everybody. Kane is sharing with us his experiences, and we all need to share our experiences during Black History Month, but every month, so that everybody's accepted. We are launching a really new campaign about anti-racism in school. We're focusing on making sure young people understand what counts as racism, because a lot of the time we have people, I didn't know it was racist, I didn't, but that's ignorance and needs to be stopped.
So everyone deserves to be treated equally and not different. Everybody is different, yes, but that doesn't mean you need to treat them like they're something completely different.
Absolutely, and you just need to accept the differences, no matter what those differences are, and celebrate those differences. So, like we were just talking about music coming from the Caribbean, coming from Trinidad, and celebrating at the Notting Hill Carnival, it needs to be that celebration, and that's something you and I have spoken about quite a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
About there being a focus beyond stereotypes and a focus beyond what we always hear about with Black history. Actually, there has been so much more of a contribution to the world.
Yeah.
Has anyone stood out to you that you want to share with us? So you shared a list of things with me, didn't you? Yeah. Did you know that?
I forgot his last name, but there's a man named, I think, Garrett, who created both the gas mask and helped contribute towards the traffic light as well, which are things that we use in today's society.
Did you see that due to time this morning?
Yeah.
That all came from Kane. Kane wrote our due to time this morning.
Did you?
He is awesome.
Wow.
You're like the walking Google. I'm sorry,
but who are? And actually, you recommended a couple of books to me. What was the author?
Black and British, I recommended to you, because it's about being British but also black, and it has everything about Black history. That's by David Olsoga. He has a very tricky last name.
That's
fair.
But yeah, he has also written another book called A Year in Black History.
Yeah.
And every single page is a different event. So this week you should be reading about all the different things that happened throughout Black history. And that then, on that day, so you would have read about today and you would have read about yesterday that happened in Black history, so that we understand that every single day, not just in October in Black History Month, but every single day Black people have contributed to our histories globally, not just within their own communities, and it's important we recognise that power that they've brought to us as a community.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of Black history in everything, but lots of it isn't recognised and it's kind of just brushed over in history
or whitewashed.
And it happens, but it shouldn't. So
absolutely right.
That's what I'm working towards, to fix that.
Have any of you spotted the theme for Black History Month this year?
No, I haven't. I think it's something to do with, stories that go unheard.
Absolutely. So it's rewriting narratives.
Yeah.
So it's about the narrative that's being told. So what Kane was just talking about there is the narrative that's being told from someone else. We're doing it right now. I'm doing it right now. But the narrative isn't being told from the perspective of the people who actually made the difference in history, which is really, really important. You all right there, Sophie?
Yeah.
You having a rummage in your bag? I thought I'd lost her down the back of the chair.
Like,
I thought you were about to fall off your chair then. Again. She falls off her chair a lot, Kane. You get used to it after a while.
I also think it's really important, I don't feel like Black history should just be spoken by only Black people. I feel like everyone should be able to speak on it if they know what it's about. Like, you can't say anything if you're wrong, but if you're right and you know, you should be able to speak on it. It should just be limited to Black people only.
I feel like, I know so many white people that have done so many good stuff, but when it comes to Black people, not many people speak about it.
It's also as if the Black race is missed. You've done that. Well, you don't really
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so yeah. Kane's contribution to the tutor size is really important, because when the example we talked about together was Florence Nightingale, wasn't it? And Mary Seacole. So Florence Nightingale is a really well-known figure in the UK, but nobody knows of her equivalent Black figure, Mary Seacole, who did just as much, if not more, than Florence Nightingale did. And she was a fantastic woman who saved thousands and thousands of lives. Yeah, I think I lost it. And so it's really important.
The ones I listed on the tutor slides were only, they were only 10. And those are just inventors. So I didn't list people who were medical professionals and people like that. Those were only inventors. So just to think that perspective, how much contribution they gave, think about that across all fields of society.
I'm choking everything.
Sorry, Chelsea's just dying a little bit in the corner. She does tend to cough a lot.
Don't mind me.
So don't mind
I'll be fine.
You're right, and actually, I think remembering that we are a diverse community across all walks of life, across all careers, and therefore the contribution of Black people to all of those fields is really powerful.
Yeah.
Awesome. Is it? Go on.
I feel like black people are targeted a lot more than white people.
What do you mean by that?
Because I feel like some people think that black people are completely different because of their colour of their skin. Or
so like racially motivated?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like some people, it's really, I think it's quite disrespectful how people can say such unkind stuff when they're the exact same as us. They've just got different coloured skin. It doesn't really matter. We're all the
people
same.
People see a whole list of different things when they look at it, like something. Like,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
like judging the book by its cover.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, I agree.
That thing was a 17-year-old boy who died because of the colour of his skin.
Absolutely.
That, I feel like that's so unfair.
Yeah, whole
names like Breonna that. Taylor, names like George Floyd are really powerful names that bring that very thing to the front of your mind,
yeah.
where people are racially profiled and treated yeah. differently, and sometimes their lives ended simply because of the colour of their skin, and how some people hold biases and prejudices against other people because of the colour of their skin.
I just think, like, for instance, with George Floyd, it all kind of started coming to light more, like, especially in 2020,
yeah.
everyone was protesting.
Yeah. Like, even, like, a month after the George Floyd thing, it was still big news, big headlines,
yeah.
literally, everyone was talking about
yeah.
it.
And Breonna Taylor, even, I still see stuff about Breonna Taylor. Even, like, I'll just be scrolling through my phone, and then I'm watching a normal video for the first half, and then the next half is Breonna Taylor was brutally murdered.
Yeah.
Like, and
yeah.
it's cool
yeah.
to see that it's just still being recognised
yes.
to this day and not just being brushed over.
Do you guys know the story of Breonna Taylor?
I don't.
I've heard about it, like...
Do you want to tell?
I've learned a little bit.
No, because I'm not that on it either, but I know about it.
I've heard about it, but I'm not sure.
This was a police raid, and they were looking for somebody, and a young girl, I believe she was 16, she was gunned down in the police raid on someone's house. It was nothing to do with her. But because she was a person of colour that had the audacity to move in front of a police officer in the United States, she lost her life.
I feel like
shot
the
multiple
States.
Times.
I feel like in the US, that's where most racially things happen.
I think that's a misconception, I'll be honest with you, Chelsea. So I think we have a lot of racially motivated... I mean, the riots over the summer were racially motivated.
Yeah.
There is an awful lot, and I think there's potentially more that goes undetected and unreported
yeah.
in this country, because it's not as headline grabbing as a gun attack
yeah.
and someone losing their life in such a horrific way as George Floyd did. I think perhaps people think, well, it's not really happening here, but it 100% is happening here.
Yeah. I don't think it's noticed as much because we see so many people in the news. They're dying, but
yeah.
when it comes to black people, it's not seen as much.
Okay.
It's not like
yeah.
that people see, but they're not as important as white people.
They're
and
seen
I'm not,
as not being as important.
I'm not
yeah.
being disrespectful, but I think that everyone should be respected.
Every life is
equal. And I don't understand
yeah.
why people
every life
have to hate people.
Yeah.
Because of their skin or their weight or whatever.
I think every life should be equal, but every life isn't equal until black lives are equal too. So until like people are actually like respecting that black people are just people too, not all lives are equal, I don't think.
Exactly.
Like, not yet.
It's the same thing.
They should be. They 100% should be.
Yeah.
It should be their
like,
own.
A life is valuable, whether
yeah.
the colour of your skin, it doesn't matter.
And that's why Unity is going to be such a great group, or Unified is going to be such an amazing group,
yeah.
because they're going to bring us together in the school. The aim for the group is to go out and to work together on designing some lessons for you guys. They're going to look at our curriculum, what we're already studying, look at how it can be more diverse. They're going to literally look at lesson slides and go, actually, sorry, Mrs. Perry, but the only people you've got featured on your lesson slides are white people. Have you not realised there's people of colour sitting in your classroom that need to see themselves represented?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Literally as fine detail as that, because, and I said this in my assemblies last week, you can't be what you can't see. We should
yeah.
be raising the aspirations
exactly.
of every person in front of us, and it's really important that, you know, you were talking about all the different careers, Kane, and actually,
yeah.
if I'm in a science lesson and I'm showing pictures of scientists just to illustrate my slides, there should be scientists that have brown skin. Have yellow skin. There should be scientists that are female and male.
There are scientists that are female, male, brown skin, yellow skin,
yes.
but they're just not represented.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So we need
that
to make sure those
I
pictures
like,
are going up. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I feel like in school I see so many white people, and I just think we learn so much about white people throughout our whole life, but What about black people?
They've done just
they've done so much for their own people.
But a lot of British
and they're not respected. So.
Lots of British history also does revolve around white people, especially like way back when, because that's when slavery was around. So they're focusing on the big steps in English history, but not then reversing back to the black people to show like what they went through still.
Yeah, so that's what I contribute to that slave, because when we had slaves, it was a horrific time in our history that we were using slaves, but we were building our nation on their backs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They built our nation. We talked about the Windrush, didn't we? And the Windrush generation who rebuilt our country after World War II. And such a powerful generation of people coming from the West Indies that have then been poorly treated since. But they were an amazing people. We would not have the buildings we've got. We wouldn't have the country, the infrastructure we've
got
without those
without
people.
Them.
We absolutely wouldn't.
Yeah.
We would have been lost without them. And that has been lost to history, and it should not be.
A big part of like how currency came to be was tobacco farming, sugarcane farming, all of those things, and cotton picking, but they all came off the back of slaves. But that's not really focused on as much.
No.
We focus on the slave trade, but not really like how much they actually did.
How much they actually worked.
I guess this would be something the business teachers to pick up, wouldn't it? How commerce has developed from those the trades of those things that were being generated by the slaves.
Yeah.
The labour of the slaves that were being sold and the profits
like,
given to the owners.
Yeah.
That's incredible, Kane. So just right now coming up with amazing stuff. Literally love this stuff.
Like,
if we could have you as a head teacher in the next couple of years, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, that'll
we'll
be
get
really
you your
good.
Own story. Mr. Willis, we still love you, but we quite like Kane as well.
We'll vote for you. We'll start a petition.
I just see a head boy singing this, I'm just saying. I really love your ideas, and I can't wait for more students to come together with you to get you this sense of power from your voices to make the changes we want to see in our
school. Like they say, young voices do make the biggest difference.
So much more powerful.
Especially, people listen to white people a lot, but when it comes to black people, they need to listen more because they have bigger voices than some other people.
Oh my god, the bell's already gone. Good grief, it's started late.
They need respect.
Right, folks, the horrible noise of the bell has gone. Before we go, you've got some business for us, haven't you?
Yeah.
Go, Katie, you've got some fixtures this week.
Year 8 boys football versus Ride, 5-3.
Did we win?
I think so.
Yes. Well done, Mara.
Year 10 boys football versus Brighton Hill, 4-3.
Come on, boys.
Year 9 netball. Versus Henry Court,
25-4. Wow! Whoa. On the girls.
Wow!
25-4, that's an absolute painting.
Year 10, 11 netball, 2016, and that was versus Porchester.
Oh wow, 2016, you get another high score line.
Year 10 boys football versus Crofton, 5-4.
Well done, boys. A winning week for all of our fixtures this week. Yay. And a fantastic week for us. Black History Month continues into next week. We are really exciting. Dude, she's just so rude to me. So Black History Month continues next week. We're really excited to see what's been happening in the days in history from there. Thank you very much for joining us for a special edition. It's been noisy in the background. We've got very fabulous things happening behind us. But cheers for joining Bay House Buzz this week. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.